If you want to pump your body and expand your mind, there's only one place to go. Mind Pump. Mind Pump. With your hosts, Sal DiStefano, Adam Schaefer, and Justin Andrews.
I made a post a little while ago. I think I might have irritated Adam a little bit because literally 5 minutes later, he makes a post on Instagram doing the exact same thing I talk shit about, almost.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did,
I missed
bro.
That.
He did. Oh, so yes. I did a post on Instagram, and in a nutshell, basically, I make fun of people who do finishing exercises or exercises that are finishers, which is basically code word for I'm a pussy. Because they don't really do much themselves, and you add them at the end of the exercise because you're fatigued from doing the real good exercises, and you want to just throw an extra bunch of volume.
Stop. Wear yourself out in the actual workout.
Right, and I know Justin's on my side with this. So literally after that, five minutes later, Adam makes a post, and it, by the way, that's the only post that Adam didn't like in like months on mine. So then he makes a post.
That's not true. I like that. Dude, still.
He always waits for your like too. So yeah. Is Adam there? Okay, I'm good.
I tag him on all of them. Yeah, so then Adam does his post and he goes, "One of my favorite back finishing exercises," and it's like a 45 degree bent over cable row with like 60 pounds.
And I had my belt on for you.
And he's wearing a fucking belt. He's wearing a belt. Yeah.
Read that shit, though.
That's the physique in you, bro.
Read that shit, though.
He's like, I like to do this to squeeze out the extra definition in my lats.
I did not say some stupid shit like that.
I couldn't read it. I saw it and I'm like,
the weight's getting hard. Put the belt on.
I better put the belt on for this. I can't hold
my body up right now.
Where is your post where you did that?
I don't want to throw out my back with this one arm cable row.
I feel
like we're throwing Adam like a lot under the bus.
Right, all these episodes. I know.
Listen, he's the buffest guy in the room. He's gonna have to take it.
Adam
likes to get piped.
He's a cheap.
Pipe me,
he's
Adam.
A piping.
Pipe me, Adam.
So let's talk about finishers. Okay, well, let's talk. Yeah, let's talk about this. Okay, so first of all, the post that I did. Okay,
don't defend it.
No, I'm going to, because I did not say anything. I didn't use the word finisher. I wouldn't even use that word finisher. But what I did talk about,
actually,
you know what? We should as well, because there's listeners that probably don't read Instagram or don't care to go back and read this. Why don't you pull it up and read it, Cocksmoker?
Okay, here it is.
Come here, Cocksmoker.
He's already on it. First of all,
look at that exercise. Right.
Read it.
Okay.
Justin, would you ever do that? No.
Yeah,
now Adam gets away with it because he looks like Hercules. But hold on,
He looks good in it.
Oh, okay. He backed it up a little bit.
Okay, fucking.
First, let me like it.
Yeah,
I gotta like it.
Oh, you're liking it.
He waited.
Yeah, right.
Oh, what a dick.
Yeah,
you did this because you read.
No
mine.
More likes for you.
Did you change it? Did you edit it?
I did not, bro. Okay. Read it. He says,
although I'm a firm believer in large movements.
Listen,
like
let me see that again, because. Yeah, I'm just hoping that the front of that doesn't say shreds.
No, it doesn't. I'm good.
No. We're good.
But you know what, though? I'm glad you had your belt on, because that...
Read it.
That looks like six plates.
You know what he did? You're just like 40 pounds. You're just as bad as the chicks that follow me just for my naked pictures,
bro.
Damn
it.
You didn't even read it, bro. You just went there and said, this guy, you just saw the stupid exercise and you go like, read it, bro.
Although I am a firm believer in large movements like deadlifts and rows, which make up a majority of my lifts, I still love to incorporate simple movements like this that I can mentally concentrate on decelerating the weight with constant tension on the muscle. He's trying to add validity to this weak exercise. Number one, big movements first, correct. Two, angles.
Such a shit talker.
Three, any exercise I perform well. No, I mean, the post is, I mean, legit. Look, Adam knows his shit. Obviously, he knows his shit.
This falls into the category of, there's a place for this.
Well,
right?
Then at look what he puts at the end. Before everyone freaks out that I have a belt on, I would normally never use a belt, especially for a simple movement like this. But... yesterday was my first day back hitting deads, and my posterior chain is fried. So I was defiantly using a belt as a crutch to help assisting me in my stabilizing my trunk while focusing primarily on my lats. See, you get away with it because you're really smart. You know what I mean? So, yes. So, yeah.
Well, so, which brings me to my
handsome always wins.
Which brings me back to my defense, what you're saying. I mean, this is what I love, is that we agree and I disagree on so many things here. And
yeah, it's true.
I 100% agree. Like you could literally do nothing but bench press, overhead press, deadlifts, and squats, and probably never have to touch anything else the rest of your life and build a pretty damn good physique. you know, and I happen to be in the a business of sculpting, and you know, I've never been in that business until now, you know, and so it's actually changed my philosophy on how I train myself. So I find myself focusing on specific things to get my body to engage certain parts of the muscle or get more development in a specific area. So, for example, and I'll tell you guys, can watch me do this just like I did my back and my legs. So my upper, my traps and like my rhomboids are a little bit underdeveloped in comparison to my lats and now my lower back, because I've put so much good focus on deads and building this thicker back that my upper back is just, it's just not as developed. Now it's developed. If you look at it, you don't go like, oh my God, he has no upper back.
Yeah, you're nitpicking.
Right, well, exactly. Because I do all the foundational movements that will get everything a little bit. But if I want that to build up a little bit more and catch up to everything else, I'm going to do some silly movements like what you would probably mock, which was I'll be sitting on, I'll show this video soon. I made a video of me doing a seated row. No, but I was using a rope and elevating my elbow, almost like face pulls
from
a seated row position to where I can just squeeze and contract.
You know what? I'm going to take some heat off you for a second.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, you know, you're talking and I get, because you're coming from that. That's a whole nother world. And so we kind of, and I know Sal's in with me. It's somewhat, you know, you still have like, you're kind of the split of the worlds, right? So I'm going to talk from my world. Something that like immediately if I post this, and I probably should just to, you know, be fair. And we're talking a little bit on the thread. This guy was doing some rubber band kettlebell exercises
for
shoulder stabilization. Stabilization exercises in general can get ridiculous,
right?
And unnecessary. And like, I even know that, like doing a bamboo bar, overhead press, like I'm being a little silly, mm-hmm. you know, but at the same time, like I feel that my shoulder stabilization and mobility are like a high priority. So I'm really going to emphasize that, even though I could just be doing an overhead press with weights, right? And I would get, you know, stronger and my joint would get more stable as a result.
Great point.
Well, here's the thing. Here's where I could see the where finishing exercises would have a place. The way you're using them, it's not necessarily, and you worded it differently, but I'm gonna word it just a little differently, and you'll see where I'm going with this. It's not necessarily that you're trying to develop a muscle differently. It's that it's gonna give you more of a mind to muscle connection, which then will connect to. So, for example, let's say you want to work a particular type of your mid, you know, part of your mid back. One arm cable row finisher, it's going to help your mind isolate that muscle. Then when you go do your barbell row, your heavy barbell row, you're going to engage that part of the back a little better. So I could see that where it's coming from. Well, I'm going to read my post. I'm going to read my first.
Yeah, let's see the retort here from your argument.
Here, I'll read the first two sentences and then I'll scroll down. But the first two sentences are hilarious. Finishing exercises. This is another word for I am a pussy and I want to pretend I'm lifting weights. That's what I put in there.
Ouch!
So I said, okay, here's the deal. If you were to rank exercises on a scale of 1 to 10 on effectiveness, then certain ones would get a 10, like bench press, deadlift, squats, overhead press, cleans, etc. Others would get an 8, pull-ups, dumbbell shoulder press, incline presses, barbell rows, and others would be ranked below a 5. Most cable exercises, most machines, leg extensions, etc. Now, the reason why I think a lot of people do a lot of these low-ranking exercises is because a lot of people do... And you're not one of these people, but a lot of people do body part splits. So they'll do back once a week. They're doing 20 sets. You're not going to do 20 sets of 10 ranking exercises or 8 ranking exercises. You're just not going to. You're going to fry yourself. So what do is you start with, let's say you're doing legs that day. You'll do barbell squats. Then you might do stiff-legged deadlifts. And those are the two meat and potatoes exercises. And then you're fried. So you basically do all these other little exercises. Well, if you work out less with less volume, but more frequently, so instead of doing, you know, 15 sets for one workout, doing 5 sets 3 days a week, well, now I can do the big exercises every time. And so that's one of the reasons, not all the reason, but I think that's one of the reasons why frequency, I think, or you know, training more frequently tends to be more effective, because you can do those more effective exercises.
I wanted to, like, speculate as far as, like, you know, from the physique world, why I see a lot of people like shying away from these barbell lifts and dumbbell lifts, which isn't like the case like typically, but let's say like
you're right. That's actually way more common than
you're on these splits, because The mentality is, my guess is that it, I mean, it wears you out, right? And you're going to get fatigued from doing these big compound lifts. And so then it's like, you know, oh man,
yeah. Just a little.
Okay, good. He put it in a little, and then I was on a point there for a second.
Well, why did
I
just forget?
Yeah. About they went away barbell.
Yeah, no, because here's the thing. Now they can hit all these little cable machines, and you know, they're not having to engage more of their core and really get involved and get worn out by it. So therefore, if they feel like they're doing something, the overall volume is the goal, right? And so, yeah, I see it more as like a lot of these lifts, like. I mean, they're very involved.
Well, look, I'll tell you something. There's guys do 15 sets for their leg workouts all the time. How about this? How about you do 15 set leg workouts?
No, I agree. I'm trying to say the mentality.
Exactly.
Is that.
But make them all squats, you know, lunges and leg press. And then see how you feel afterwards. You're fucked. First of all, you probably won't even be able to finish your workout.
Yeah.
You know, but if you do squats and then you do leg extensions, leg curls, you know,
you can kind of skirt around.
Then you can do one-legged leg press and stuff like that. Then you might be able to get away with it. So. Yeah.
Wear a belt, and you know, then you're there for like five hours.
Yeah. Well, there's something to be said also for, you know, somebody who squats. Now, mind you, I mean, we're also comparing like the average person to someone like us. So when I fire squats, I can focus on what I'm firing, you know, mentally very well, right? And in fact, I did a post the other day about me squatting, and you can see me coming off my toes a little bit. And somebody made a comment about that, and I said, well. You know, on Periscope, I discussed like what I was trying to put that workout. I designed it to put emphasis on my quads. So you're
trying to go in a knee extension.
Exactly. Sometimes I'll even put plates underneath my feet. And actually, I normally would have done it that day. Only I was like, I don't know if I want to put that on video and then people not get it. Like, and as I didn't. But of course, a couple people commented on me being off my heels and going forward.
Dude, use the squat shoes, bro. Change your life.
I know. I definitely want to. I do want to try those and see how they feel and stuff. So, anyways. What a lot of people don't have the ability to do is that mind-muscle connection, like you mentioned before, that I find is very key, that is a little bit easier to do on a lot of these real small basic movements and exercises.
Yeah, of course.
And they've got studies, which is also why I love following Ben Pack, the bodybuilder who's got his kines degree, and he's tied to the doctor from bodybuilding.com. And when he works out, they hook him all up to machines, and they show how much connection he's getting mentally while he's working out, doing movements.
Oh, interesting.
And they motivate him by like focus, telling him to focus, think this, that, and they can read how much he's getting worked based off of his mental focus on the muscle. And there's a difference, and there's a significant difference. So that being said, and us knowing that this is possible, that, you know, I find it very important. That was part of this post, is to always incorporate an exercise that you feel where you're trying to feel it more than anything else. So just because squats are the best thing for your legs, and we can all agree on that, but hey, you know what? There might be another exercise out there that you can feel it in contracting better than something else, even if it's not as effective as squats is, but because you can mentally feel more, it does make it a lot more effective than what we think it does.
I also think we need to be clear here that the easily nine out of 10 of people who are looking to build muscle, get in better shape, are not competitors. They're not physique competitors, they're not bodybuilders. And I think a lot of times they emulate the routines of these athletes, and they're better off not emulating some of their routines. Because, you know, some you know, dude that just wants to build more muscle, wants to work out 3 days a week, you know, he's better off focusing on some of those larger most people are, right?
Yeah.
But I think a lot of times they emulate these routines, and I see it all the time. I go to Gold's and I see all these kids with, you know, 13-inch arms doing one arm, you know, cable concentration curls and preacher curl machine and I'm like, look, if you just did some cleans and some heavy pull-ups, your arms would fucking grow way faster.
Yeah,
that's, you know,
what I've been saying.
Yeah. Justin's correct.
Well, and some of that is, we probably all were. At least I know I was as a kid. I was doing the same damn thing, you know, when I was a kid doing the, you know, saying all the basic movements and machines and shit because you feel comfortable doing all those stuff. And, you know, and let's be honest, a lot of those other big movements are fucking hard.
They're,
you know,
super hard. Yeah. They're exhausting.
Yeah, exactly. They're exhausting.
Do you know
they're
how
hard.
Shitty?
And you need like proper mechanics. Like, you can't fuck around.
Exactly. And that's where I wish somebody that really knew that. I wish me now, you know, or one of us or one of you found me when I was 17 years old and took me under your wing and said, like, hey, listen.
Taking advantage.
Yeah. Let me show you. I'm going to have you squat.
That was horrible.
Here's a nutty part too. Like, and I've shared this before.
Laws for you, Sal.
About my squatting. I used to hate to train legs because I still train that mentality of I had to do 20 to 24 sets in a workout. I never train legs like that. Maybe once in a blue moon, I hit 20 sets. Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. That's like a, I just felt like I needed to burn some serious calories and I wanted to crush myself. Otherwise, I do like anywhere between 8 to 12 is the most I even do it because that's enough. Like I'm like, and then I come back in 2 days and do it again.
Yeah.
And then 2 days again and do it again. And I do it with other stuff. And it's like my legs have become so much more developed than they ever have.
Oh, dude, from when we started recording the show to now, you've added like 2 inches to your legs.
Yeah, that was my main focus was my legs and my back on this last thing. And that's, but I'm telling you, that's exactly all I've done. I've gone from the almost like a split routine where I hit legs once a week and destroy them to the guy who does 3 times a week with half the intensity because I'm not doing nowhere near as much volume. But I'm getting
and you're getting stronger.
Oh, stronger, yeah. Large. My legs are way bigger than what they were.
Well,
so.
people like to comment on my legs all the time. I haven't used a leg extension or a leg curl machine in 15 years.
Well, I told you what I did. Remember when I did the leg curl? Yeah. And I said I hadn't done it. All I had been doing is squatting. And I was like, man, I haven't. God, I was thinking the other day, man, it was the last time I did leg press or leg curls. I'm like, fuck, I should just go do it. Like, you know, because it'd be great because I hadn't done it in so long. Let's just do it. So I did lying leg curls and I told you I was blown away considering that I have not done anything other than deadlifting to really put any emphasis in squatting on my hamstrings. And my hamstrings were literally, I went up over 300% in strength. I was, blew my mind.
Well, what about, what's her name? Rochelle, our friend Rochelle on Instagram. She's Sugar Sweet and Fit, I think.
Yeah.
She stopped doing leg extensions and instead went to sissy squats, which is an isolation movement, but it's not an isolation movement like a leg extension. It's an old school type of a squat. And I think she posted a before and after. I don't know if she posted it or she just sent it to us of her legs.
Mm-hmm.
Huge difference.
Yeah.
She stopped doing leg extensions, went to the sissy squat, legs, boom. Huge difference. Funny thing is, while she is doing them in the gym, trainers are like, oh, those are bad for your knees, or what are you doing, or blah.
Oh, yeah.
Shut up.
Oh,
which we probably would have done when we were younger and first trainers.
Well, because you want to be the authority for everything.
Oh, you do.
You want to be the one that's, you know what, like,
that is,
I read.
What a topic right there. Yeah. I was just.
I read in my certification.
What I was just thinking about this the other day, you know, because we do have a lot. We have a lot of trainers that are listening to us. A lot of trainers or people that are trying to become trainers.
Mm-hmm.
This is for you guys. When that day comes and you get your certification or you finish your degree and you start training and you become this authority in this industry, do not make the mistake of becoming that asshole who finds the need to point out what everybody else is always doing wrong and to punk other trainers that are doing something different.
Yeah, not like us on the show.
Yeah.
you don't want to be like us on the show.
We don't specifically attack people.
We don't do that.
So, and the reason, there's a difference now. We're fucking really smart now. Back then, we weren't that smart. We're fucking really smart
now.
You
really got to hold back.
No, and here's why I say that, because there's so many things that contradict what I used to say back in the day. And even now, I feel like even when we say something now, we're just, even if we're punking somebody, we're a little more clever or we're a little more open-minded or we're smarter.
We've definitely considered like their point of view.
Exactly.
Like, completely.
Even how Sal and I right now are debating the topic of finishers or like that.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Absolutely. I agree with him that, you know, it's there. If you're going around doing a bunch of finisher type exercises, especially in the workout, and you are not hitting your primary movements, like you're really wasting your time or you're really doing way more than you need to. You could do a lot less and be a lot more effective.
Or even, I mean, with CrossFit, I was initially like excited because it was different, because it was like, you know, I'm like, oh, good. You know, they're focusing a lot on these compound lifts and, you know, it looks kind of fun because you're really getting the shit kicked out of you. And then, you know, you dive in and you're like, what is this about? What's the programming? How is this involved? And now you have to talk shit about it.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a moral obligation because it's at that point where it's mainstream. And, you know, when anybody like readily adopts a concept, like it doesn't matter if you compare them to a religion or not. It is that thing, right? That people like, they'll, oh, do you P90X? Oh, do you this? Yeah. Oh, do you, like, we have to look at everything and critique it, you know, but stay open-minded at first. Like, okay, you know, I see where you're coming from. You know, I gathered all the information, But now, as a professional and promoting the right things, we have to articulate why we don't.
Oh, we do, but what do we do? What do we do with our programs? What do we encourage like crazy?
Oh yeah,
experimentation.
Oh, experiment. Yeah, exactly.
It's also why we refer to everything that we talk about are guides. They're not the program or the best program or the only way.
Yeah, that's a good point.
It's a guide to help people out, and I think that's ultimately our vision, right?
It is, and you have to understand this. There's general rules when it comes to nutrition and fitness. There's definitely general rules. However, the variance from person to person, from individual to individual, can be so dramatic that it could be what works for one person can be the opposite of what works for another person when you look at just individuals. Now, if you take a whole group of 10,000 people, you'll see trends, and that's how you get your general rules. But that's when we developed our programs, same thing. We put workouts on there, but they're sample workouts.
Right.
And if you've never done them before, maybe go through them for the first time. Follow exactly what we written down, what we listed. But after that, we encourage experimentation because we've been trainers long enough to know that we've trained enough people one-on-one to know that people
There's
are different.
Multiple ways to skin the cat.
There's going
to
be, I'll tell you something right now. We talk about how great squats are. I guarantee you there's people out there that build better strength and muscle in their legs from a leg press. Yeah. Not a lot, but there's definitely going to be those individuals. So there's definitely rules of thumb, but they're not for every single person. And we encourage debate. Shit, if you think, you have ideas better than ours or we're wrong, we encourage it. I mean, you better bring, you better bring a lunch, and you better know what you're talking about.
And bring us lunch to warm us
because,
up to you.
Right, because, we're pretty well-versed, but I love having my paradigm shattered. There's nothing more that I love than that.
Yeah, well, I think we're all, and you know what, even when CrossFit, like you said, when we first came out, I remember I was one of the first trainers to bring it over to our facility way back when.
We did it together. Yeah, you remember that?
Yeah. I liked it. I thought it was really cool. And here's the thing and I still stand by this when I talk shit about it, is that there's a lot of things about it that is cool. That I've taken from it that I'm like, oh, I like this philosophy, or I think this is great, or this is a great concept. But it's as a whole.
Yeah.
It's incomplete. Incomplete. It's not a whole. It's
dogmatic. They didn't leave themselves open for people to adjust things, and they haven't changed any of the wrong things about it.
Yeah.
Right? That's my biggest problem. It's like, if it's going to be on the mainstream and they already hear critics, critiquing programs and programming issues, which they can address, but they steamroll over any critiques, and then they try and bury anybody who tries to, bring about issues of injuries and things that are going wrong.
Oh yeah.
Right. And so that's 100% the wrong mentality to have. If you're coming up with a revolutionary concept, like you have to listen to your audience. You have to listen. Well, you have to consider safety. You have to consider how maybe you should rebrand it as now this is a sport.
Yes.
Nothing else.
That's what I was waiting for you to finish so I could say, is that this is the easy fix. Is it just, and it's go, and I believe that's when Reebok signed with them that it was going that direction. That's the commercials.
Yeah, if they advertise it as a sport, they'll be gold.
And they kind of do already. It's the people that are running them still that want to believe in the dogma that it's still this.
It's just a workout for
the people. Workout, and it's the answer. And it's like, no, it's not. It's a fucking sport, just like football. I love football. I love soccer. I love basketball. I love all those sports. And I love watching CrossFit. It's fucking fun to watch. Now, just like football, soccer, basketball, there's a lot of idiots that don't train the best way to play the sport, and they're still great athletes. So that's okay. There can be CrossFit people that train like idiots and are just CrossFit people because they're super athletic and they train hella hard, and that's fine. And we all watch them and we enjoy them. But what I'm not going to do is I'm most certainly not going to fucking ask what Shaquille O'Neal does to get in shape and start following it because he's a fucking NBA player.
Right.
I mean, that makes no fucking sense to me. He is not a personal trainer. He's not but you know what? Maybe he did lots of cool workouts that are really successful and made him jump super high and be super. And I probably should use a better analogy than a fucking 300-pound guy who can't jump, right? That's not very agile. I probably should have picked someone more athletic, like Kobe Bryant, right? Whatever Kobe Bryant.
I don't know how many people are aspiring LeBron, to jump like Shaq.
Yeah, or LeBron James, right? Whatever LeBron James's workout, just because he does that and I like playing basketball doesn't mean that like that's the most ideal way for me to work out, nor is he saying that.
But that's how a lot of these athletes get these. you know, fitness program infomercial deals. You know, you notice that, right?
Well, yeah. Well,
like
even
people just dismiss the fact that they're a genetic freak and you know, and they're you know, training since how knows, like maybe they're five.
Well, I mean, even to bring it back to the finisher, you know, thing. You know, when you see all these like pro bodybuilders and physique athletes, you know, no offense to Adam, you guys make up a small percentage of the genetic pool. Right. Of people who can even look like that. I mean, let's be honest. Someone can train exactly like you, do everything right, but if they don't have the right, you know, genes, they're not going to make it to that
level.
Well,
not only that, but and something. And I have to say that this is something that I have for sure can speak to, because it's new to me, and I'm still blown away by it. It just takes fucking time of consistency.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And you can't...
You got to be in it for a long time.
And you
time.
Can't fall off, because if you fall off... Like, okay, so check this out. Here's a cool little analogy of what I've realized with my own physique and going through this. Okay, never in my life, as all the years I've been a personal trainer, I've always maintained myself at a reasonable body fat percentage. So 10% to 12% was typically what I was. Fit, you know, look good in clothes and a trainer and stuff like that. Knew what I was talking about. Perfect, you know, and got away with kind of... eating the things I wanted to, as long as I could train hard and do my thing and could stay in shape. And whenever something came around, like a Vegas pool, I could cut down a little bit harder and get in even a little bit better shape. But never have I tried to get myself a 2% body fat and continue to build this physique and shape it a certain way and never lay off a workout. Like, I mean, I'm going on 3 years now of not missing a workout, really. That wasn't planned, literally. Mm-hmm. And not stopping my nutrition either. And by not stopping my nutrition, I mean this, like even when I eat something bad, it's like planned, or it's like I'm still accounting for it. I'm still going,
it's
okay.
Always a priority.
Yeah, it's okay. Because and being this way consistently. Well, so check this out. In November this year, after my pro debut, I took a month off basically. And I didn't take a month off of working out. Still worked out every day. I literally took, I think, 4 days off around Christmas. I took off from the gym. And I decided I was just not going to track my food. I was going to enjoy the holiday. I'm going to take I just had my pro debut. I worked hard to get to that level. Now I debuted, and now it's like it's holidays. Let's be normal and human, right? So I take this like sabbatical, right, for a month of like really getting after it and really tracking. Well, then I decide, okay, I'm going to do a show at the beginning of the year, which is what I ended up just doing right now. Well, I wanted to do a show sooner. But I couldn't because when I was cutting and getting back in shape and like building, like the 1 month I took off was enough to regress me back out to where I was not as good as I was in November. And I had to bust my balls for the last like 3-4 months just to catch my physique back up to where it was when I hit stage in November. So to maintain what I had, and that's where I don't think a lot of people realize, like to maintain the physique that I have right now, it just takes ridiculous consistency. It just, I have to be consistent to do that. Now I can be in good shape and be an average in shape guy and you know, kind of come and go and be normal like I used to be as a trainer. But if you want to maintain that, and I think that's the perception that people don't realize, is that not only do you got to have the genetics, but then you have to put the time and serious consistency to continue to build to the size or
obsessive,
the look.
Obsessive, right. Consistency.
Yeah, absolutely.
Definitely obsessive.
Yeah, no, I've had to be completely obsessive about it. I've never been this way before. So this has definitely been the craziest I've ever been when it comes to that. And, you know, and it was such an eye-opener to see what happened when I laid off. And I thought, wow, if I'm going to continue this whole pro men's physique thing, I can't do that right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not if I'm going to show these judges a better physique every time.
I think we could safely say for the average person, if they focus on the big free weight barbell dumbbell movements and just get really good at those, they'll get 90% of the way there.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So that was really where I was coming
it's really
at with the finisher thing.
Just keep it simple. Yeah, that's
keep it simple and get really good at those movements. Get really
then
good at a deadlift. Really good
for,
at squat.
Yeah, years and years and years. Like Adam, you can do all that.
And
other
I'm
stuff.
Still getting better at those big lifts, and I've been doing them for a long time. So
well, even things like my buys and tries. Like I never, people always ask, "What's your arm workout?" And it's like, you'd be pissed if you saw my arm workout because it's sissy. I rarely ever do it. And when I do it, it's because I've already done all the other stuff. And it's like, look, I'm bored. I'm going to do something.
Yeah.
I'm in the gym every day.
I totally understand that.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I've been in this industry for so long, you almost just want something new to come out. You're like, yeah, cool, I can do something else for a minute.
Yeah, so that's literally like my arm workouts are like that. You know, it's like, okay, well, I'm going to touch those because I haven't really touched those in a while. I'm so busy working calves and working things that are like I've got to bring up. So those get so much attention in comparison to everything else, you know, and doing big movements like squats and deadlifts. Like that takes all that stuff takes up a lot of time during the week for me to try and keep the physique up. And then on top of that, you know, the only way once something like that gets thrown in there is if I like just happen to somehow have extra time, you know. Mm-hmm. So crazy.
Thank you for listening to Mind Pump. For more information about this show and to get valuable free resources from Sal, Adam, and Justin, visit us at www.mindpumpradio.com. Until next time, this is Mind Pump.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.